Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another rope made of
another show. Okay, so here we go again. Shows opening, closing, rehearsing, extending, and still replacing. For example, I was excited to see the new Lorraine Hansberry show at BAM a few days ago, but because of illness in the cast, the press was asked not to see it yet. So I'll be reporting on that one next week. I was also set to review a show called Lucy at Minetta Lane Theater. Well, that one was closed down, at least that week, due to illness. I did catch one hot new production, however, and that would be Pictures from Home, playing at Studio 54. This one is based on photographer Larry Sultan's 1992 book of the same title, which included then new images along with aging scrapbook family photos. So this is truly a memory play directed by Bartlett Scherr. It chronicles the many years in which Larry, who's played by Danny Burstein, flies from his home in San Francisco to snap shots of his Los Angeles and then Palm Desert-based parents. Those would be Irving, played, thank you God, by Nathan Lane, and Jean, played by Zoe Wanamaker. That's a couple trying to go about their daily business of living and aging and retiring or not, moving and contemplating end of life. "I'm looking for the life beyond the frame," says Larry. The characters tell their stories to us when they're not bickering with each other. All three performers are top-notch, no surprise there, and they are selling the tickets, let me tell you. I must say this would have been heavy going if Nathan Lane were not portraying the father. That man can squeeze humor out of every line and limp. Larry never says "but," he says of his chatty son. He only says "yes" and. If he and Burstein are not nominated for Tonys, I will be surprised. The play is a bit too long, an hour 45, no intermission. That's stretching things a bit. And there is repetition, but it's difficult not to be moved and entertained and even tempted to get some of your old family scrapbooks out. The play, by the way, has some similarities to the one I reviewed last week, that being The Wanderers, primarily in that the main themes are similar. We are our parents' children, and it's time we accepted that. Meanwhile, openings and closings are upon us, not just shows, but theaters themselves. The New Ohio, for one, is shutting down for good. This downtown venue has been a staple for artists and independent theater companies for 30 years. It will present its final Manhattan performance in August. Another company, not a theater per se, but an organization, is expanding. Jamson Theaters, the smallest of the three Broadway landlords, so to speak, is combining its operations with a large British company, the Ambassador Theater Group, or ATG. Now, I know we're talking inside baseball here, and wish you'll see how that all shakes out. But basically, it may mean more British shows will come to Broadway, though the number is pretty big already, and Jamson will be in the running to present them. Now, as for a truly unique production that is returning, that has returned, The Jungle, which I've discussed here before, is coming or returning again to St. Anne's Warehouse. It's difficult to find words for certain theatrical experience, and this is one. Here, the actors portray people who make up the fictionalized world of an actual Calais refugee camp. They tell their story of this place. It was briefly home in very dire circumstances for many people. And we in the audience get to bear witness, not from the remove of statistics or analysis, but from the inside. So be warned, the audience is a serious participant in The Jungle. On a very different note, one show off-Broadway that just keeps going is Stranger Sings, a musical parody based on the popular TV series. I had the pleasure this past week of meeting the young man, he just turned 30, who created it. Book, lyrics, everything. Jonathan Hoke can't even read music, but he hummed the tunes into his iPhone. He is a talent we will be hearing much about, I promise. And might I add that I met him at Columbia University, where he's getting his master's degree in all things theater? Anyway, remember that name, Jonathan Hoke. Hey, if you've always wanted to get inside the doors of the Actors Studio, well, think Brando and Newman and Burstyn and Pacino and Hoffman and so many more. Well, there is a free and open film festival this Saturday at the Actors Studio. That's on 44th Street. The films are made by longtime members of that legendary school. Again, that's this Saturday at the Actors Studio. Finally, I often end on a death in the entertainment business. As my dad used to say, all these people are dying who never died before. It's the way it feels, doesn't it? Anyway, Raquel Welch passed away this past week, I'm sure you know. Most of us think of her simply as a sexy pinup and film star. Well, lo and behold, I learned she had replaced Lauren Bacall on Broadway in Woman of the Year. I was certainly not living in New York at the time, don't remember that. And she did it for 2 years. It got nice reviews. Anyway, that was news to me, and it's always nice to hear anybody taking the stage. It's brave. 4 shows ahead for me this week. Until then, I hope you have a good one.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.